Loving the local community.
Loving North Devon.
This is The Voice.
A martial arts marathon is being planned for later this year in June to raise funds for the Children's Hospice Southwest. Richard Pinkham of Riverside Judo Club is behind it, along with Steve McNeil. And Steve joins us this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in with biscuits.
You're very welcome.
You're already my favourite person, so thank you. Now, this is exciting. So before we talk about the martial arts marathon, tell us a little bit about your background. So you and Richard work together, don't you? So tell us a little bit about sort of what you do and how you work together.
So Richard and I, we are instructors in different martial arts, and we met in 2018 and we started to work together on a few little things. And now we've got a sort of a partnership going on, and we co-run a dojo together. So the end goal was always to create this bigger sort of super dojo, and we ended up sort of doing it on our own. And we cross-train together, we train together, we bounce off of each other for ideas. And like with this, the marathon, we try and find ways to sort of give back to the community as well.
Brilliant. And just tell us a little bit about what you're wearing today for those who, obviously it works for me, but on the radio, just explain what you're wearing.
So I am wearing a black karate gi with my belt and the club logo. It's a uniform that we wear during training, but to me it's like regular clothing now. It's very comfortable even in the cold.
And how did you get into it in the first place?
I always had an interest when I was a child. I did loads of different things. I did karate when I was younger, I did judo, I did something called Sakido. I even did some British wrestling training. And then at the age of 15, a friend of mine told me about jiu-jitsu, and I was considering the police force, and he said that's what they do. So being naive, that's what I did. And from the off, I just absolutely loved it. It just clicked with me, and it was I've stuck at it for over 25 years now.
And so why do you love it, do you think? What is it about it that...
It's been really good to me. It's got me through some difficult times. It's given me a very good steer in life, and it's genuinely made me a much better person than I could have been. It kept me out of trouble, and it's a great stress relief as well. And I had this little family, a little community in my old club, which I'm building with my new one now as well. It's my church, basically, my tribe.
Yeah. Could you imagine doing anything else?
Nope.
No.
No, not
this
football.
Is you. But this is you. This is
me. This what I'm wearing now is pretty much what I'd wear every day. And I've said that in the dojo is where I am. Outside is where the mask is. So my alter ego is here now, sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay. And so what sort of people do you teach? What ages? Or
we go from age 6 and upwards at the moment. For me, the focus is on anyone who's never done martial arts before, or anyone who's sort of a nervous disposition or has any kind of mental health issues, because my own background means that I've had to deal with that as well. So I welcome people from those backgrounds who are a bit unsure whether or not it's for them. And we also have a fantastic partnership with Toad Counselling in Biddeford as well. So if people are really struggling and where I'm helping them isn't doing much, I can send them across to someone who might be able to help them further, and vice versa.
So it works hand in hand.
Yeah, because physical health is great, but mental health is a little bit more important, and they go hand in hand as well.
Okay. And they help each other.
They do. If you feel good physically, mentally you'll feel good, but you also need it on the reverse as well.
Yeah. What would you say to somebody listening to this who fancies giving it a go but is perhaps a little scared?
What you're scared of probably isn't going to happen and doesn't exist. So don't worry about it. You'll go through the worst scenarios you can in your mind, but in reality, it's not that bad.
Yeah. And is it easy to pick up?
Yeah. For most people, it's easy to pick up. A lot of it is on how the instructor comes across and how the teacher. There are no bad students, only bad teachers.
Okay.
So, you know, if you come in and you're a bit unsure, don't think that you're going to be left to flounder in the wilderness. We'll help you as much as we can.
What's it like when you see that development in somebody from their first day, when they walk in wide-eyed and a bit terrified, and you see that sort of change and growth in them?
It's fantastic, because I remember being in that situation, and I've got people now who genuinely wouldn't look up from the floor when they walked in, and now they'll keep eye contact and hold a conversation. And I don't have kids, but I imagine that's what it's like when you see them grow and develop and surpass you eventually. And it's just great to see people make a positive change through doing something they never expected would help them.
Do you have to develop your teaching techniques when, you know, if you're teaching a grown-up as opposed to a child? Because I'm just imagining, like, their concentration perhaps is extremely different.
It is different. So my sort of rule of thumb is, with children, you've got a 20-minute span for attention. So in a lesson that's an hour or so, every 20 minutes you have to re-engage. With the adults, it's slightly different, because they want to learn, they want to take it on, but they also want to perfect it. With the kids, they like to keep learning new things. But there's also a way of giving them exercise in disguise, so making them do something without realising what they're doing. And eventually they build up the skills and they're like, oh, I didn't realise I was learning that.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose there's something about this becoming strong as well. Do you think that's becoming more popular with everybody of all ages and genders? We're sort of wanting to be a bit tougher and look after ourselves?
I think so. And I think coming from Birmingham, it's kind of different down here where, without being funny, people don't feel quite as threatened. Because, you know, Devon is a lovely place, Barnstaple as well. People say it's not safe. It's a hell of a lot safer than where I grew up. But everyone's always looking for that inner strength. You know, just the courage to go out for a walk sometimes is really difficult for people. The physical strength, that comes with training, obviously. But the first step is that mental strength and that confidence.
And I suppose if you've been in a situation where you haven't been that strong person, and for whatever reason it's worn you down through life, this is your way of sort of
taking control again.
Yeah.
I say to anyone who comes in, like when they're in the dojo, as much as I'm running the lesson, they are in control of what they're doing because it's their body, their rules and whatnot. And I'm there to guide them rather than tell them what to do.
Yeah. And do they surprise you sometimes when they find that fierceness?
Yeah, I've seen some people turn into complete animals and it's like, okay.
It was in there, see?
It was there somewhere. People you never expect, the really quiet, mousy ones.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they're just taking on everyone as if it was nothing to them.
Yes.
But they don't realise that growth in themselves. They don't see it until suddenly you show them a video and they're like, wow, is that what I can do? It's like, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
But you just didn't realise it.
And it takes us on to this martial arts marathon. Now, you did something similar last year. So tell us how the idea for it came about in the first place.
Well, I think Rich is quite involved with charity activity through work. And he approached me and someone else about a 12-hour marathon. And I've done charity work in the past. And I think it's a good way of giving back. So I said, OK, I'm on board. We did 12 hours from 8 in the morning till 8 on the evening. By the end of it, we were absolutely exhausted. We were doing three different styles of martial arts. So there was me doing Japanese Jiu-Jitsu, Rich was doing Kodokan Judo, and another chap named Bart from Grizzly Grapplers, he was doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So there was a little bit of variety. And in between that, we did like circuits and things as well to keep ourselves going, and lots of peanut butter and banana sandwiches that day. And it was great. We had a real good time. So straight afterwards, we said, should we do it again next year? We had a little think about it, and then the opportunity came up, and straight away it was, yeah, we'll do it again.
Brilliant.
And this time we want to absolutely smash the target from last year.
So 12 hours?
12 hours.
Okay. So I guess, and you'd go into your like physical and mental health in the same time with this. You know, you're sort of trying to keep yourself going for those 12 hours.
There comes a point where the brain just switches off and the body takes over and vice versa.
Yeah. How do you keep each other going? Is there sort of a group?
There's a lot of camaraderie, and it's not as strict as it used to be. Like, we don't all stand quietly and speak when we're spoken to kind of thing. There is still the discipline there, but we talk to each other, we have a laugh, we push each other on. Because part of it is about the enjoyment. Well, the biggest part is enjoyment. If we come in and we don't enjoy it, there's no point doing it.
Mm.
So we were doing the press-ups and we were sort of having a bit of banter, trying to beat each other's scores and then knocking each other for age and things like that. And it was quite a laugh. We had a lot of fun. But there's always the respect there, which is good.
Yeah. In those 12 hours, what's the time where you start to sort of lag a little bit and think, oh, crumbs?
I think the first 3 hours, we certainly managed quite well. Hours 4, 5 and 6, we started to think, well, we'd better just slow down and have a quick half an hour break in between. By the last 2 hours, I think the adrenaline kicked in and we just about managed it.
Yeah. So what do you want from? Do you want people to come along and support you? Are people able to watch you doing it? Or are you going to update people on social media? How's this going to work?
We're going to keep things updated on social media. I think what we're aiming for is to have it sort of an open day as well. So this is an open invite to any of the other martial artists in the area who are feeling, you know, they want to come and practice something different or what they already know, but to contribute to a good cause as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the cheapest you'll ever pay for a lesson for what can last that long. And there's a lot to get out of it as well.
Yeah, so you want people to all come together and help keep you going, I suppose, as well.
We do need cheerleaders, yeah. So even people who've never done it before and think, actually, I'd like to go just for a taster session. This will be a 12-hour day where you've got 12 hours to choose your sessions, basically.
Yeah, and so bring snacks.
Bring snacks, bring water, and book the next day off work.
Yeah. So this is the 7th of June. Where's the actual event being held?
Myself and Rich, we have a dojo. We call it The Dojo, and it's in Widden Valley next door to Camel Glass. So people have to find that one. It's a bit tucked out of the way, but it's quite a nice place.
Okay, and you're raising money for Children's Hospice Southwest.
Yes.
How did you decide on this charity?
I think it might be one that's close to Rich. I haven't asked him too much about that, but I think it's one that he prefers, and he also prefers to give to local charities as opposed to the big national ones.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds so exciting. Can you train for something like this? I suppose you're training as part of your job every day anyway, but is there something else you're putting into it to make sure that you can do this marathon session?
Yeah, just the same as any other lesson. Put plenty of effort in, make sure you know what you're doing, and pace yourself.
Yeah. Okay. And again, what would you say to somebody? I know we touched on this at the beginning, but what would you say to somebody who's listening to our chat now going, oh, I'd love to be able to do that, but there's just no way I could ever do it?
I think there's a quote by Seneca that says we suffer more imagination than in reality. So what you think is bad and the worst that could happen, it's not going to happen. Don't put those restrictions on yourself because you don't know what you're actually going to be doing.
And that's a motto for life, isn't it?
Pretty much. Don't hold yourself back mentally. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what to expect. So you can't say no, really, because, yeah.
We'll ask you that again after this marathon. I'll play this bit back to you.
You might have to give me a few weeks.
Okay, so if we want to find out more about you, your classes, the martial arts marathon or anything else to do, you know, with this, where should we look?
The best place at the moment is Facebook. So if you go onto Facebook and have a look for Riverside Judo Club, so that's Richard Pincombe's club, Combat Jiu-Jitsu Ryu, which is me, and Grizzly Grapplers are on Instagram. And all three of us should have a poster on there and information. On Facebook, I've set up an event and I post every week to give people information about it. So, and in the local groups as well, the, you know, the online Facebook groups.
This is The Voice.